Charlie?
Yes, David. And they were getting
it. I see. Oh, well, I'll hang on.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
David?
Yeah.
Right.
I just thought I'd have a word with you before
sure.
you...
Sure. Right.
One of the impressions he's got talking to senators, and indeed some people in the administration, is that there's no enthusiasm for the multilateral force.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you want to correct that impression or leave it with it, but I thought you ought to know.
Yeah.
The other thing that the impression he's strongly got talking to senators is that any question of doing away with the United States veto over the use of weapons of the multilateral force is really not a political possibility.
Yeah, well, I think that's correct. I don't think we ought to use the word veto, but there should be unanimity on the firing, or at least the firing ought to include the United States, the decision to fire.
I mean, that absolutely suits us, but as you know, the Germans look as though they may insist that at some period...
Well, then I think we just have to, it's just not a starter. I mean, you can't have some Europeans who've got about three weapons deciding we're going to fire everybody. And I would think that they wouldn't want to be firing any weapons if the United States isn't going to fire it. But anyway, we couldn't possibly go for that, and we're making it very clear, and I'll say that. But I think we ought to give the MLF a little help until it, so that if we ever get the Germans in on it on the basis we're now talking about, surface ships, and with an American acquiescence, and if they think that's going to, it seems to me it's got some merit.
Chiefly political merit.
That's correct. I think they see it as that, but I think it really sticks to the general. If it fails, it's just going to play into the general's hands. So I'm going to give him a little ginger. I thought he had a good speech yesterday, because I thought it was, as a political speech, it was good, because it didn't have too much hot air in it. It had a lot of hot air in it, but it didn't look like hot air.
No, I quite agree. I thought it was very sensible.
How is he with you?
Oh, well, fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting all right.
Is he enjoying his visit?
I think so.
Yeah. The liquidity was. Ian McMillan are just about as clear. Actually, Ian McMillan are.
Extraordinarily close together on most
of them. It was like Gatesgill, just personal. It's like all of these. Huh? I suppose it's like Nelson Rockefeller, isn't it?
On nuclear test ban, I think the Prime Minister will be coming back with another message in the next 24 hours or so.
Right, okay.
He sent me a draft and I made some comments on it. So, what he would hope is to get some agreement by the end of this week on what a joint message to K would look like.
Right, right.
And then how we play the hand with that would take a little time more.
Right, right. I saw a British plane was fired on in the corridor, right out of the corridor, a Cessna.
Oh, really?
In the Berlin, but I guess it's moved out of the corridor a bit.
Probably doing something to it.
Yeah. I saw Smathers this morning. He was with his wife and son. I said, well, it just shows how lucky some guys are. Okay. But what other impression has he got? Anything else that he ought to be? About Nassau? He hasn't got any impression that we're not for Nassau, has he?
No, but of course, I mean, you saw from his speech, his view is that we don't
need it.
Nuclear weapons now, and he would do his best to see that some arrangements made so that whatever the Polaris submarines are being built are handed over to some other use or stop.
Yeah.
Whether you think like that when he sees all the facts and figures remain.
Well, he may decide politically he doesn't want to quite go that hard, in my judgment, before he's finished.
Yeah. I think that's very likely.
The national deterrent, he may find himself in trouble in that one.
Yeah. On other things, I mean, I think you'll find he agrees on most of these things, trade, Kennedy rounds, all that.
Yeah.
Of course, I think he's very optimistic about what might come out of the Kennedy round. I mean, our reports from Paris are pretty gloomy.
I know, well, de Gaulle just...
Yeah, you see, he can easily wreck that round. Then by midsummer next year, I don't know what will they look like as sort of forward policy. I mean, if you can't get any reduction in trade barriers, the agricultural services is all building up and everyone getting very angry with each other, we might be quite a mess. Harold Wilson happily goes on thinks that there'll be a great confidence in which all these trade barriers come down. You'll all allow in lots of raw materials, temporary foodstuffs, the Commonwealth, the underdeveloped countries. It's a nice picture, but I don't see it happening with the six.
Okay, right. Good. Thanks.